to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
you know, Bart, when I was your age, I pulled a few boners.
Say what?
If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
That has two meanings, doesn't it?
What?
Gold dust.
Pulling a boner?
Pulling a boner.
No. What were the two meanings? Pulling a boner means I made a mistake. I did something stupid.
Yeah.
What's the other mean?
Pull a boner.
Oh, that was about the only one I was thinking of. I don't know. The other one.
Stupid. That was stupid. We have a birthday in the house. Eon the Peon is 35 years old today.
Oh. Stop, everybody. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, no, really.
I did my best to depress him when I came in and said, you realize that as of today, you now have edged, you've crossed the hump, you're closer to 40 than 30.
Oh.
And he realized he's closer to 50 than 20.
Oh, man. That one.
And then I said, you need to also realize that if not now, very soon, you'll be in the second half of your life.
Oh.
Wow.
Now he's depressed.
I don't feel a day over 33.
I want everybody to be as depressed as I am. That's my goal. Now, we have something on the Facebook page that has just been added that is...
disturbing.
Disturbing. Thank you. It actually... I could understand why it would be disturbing, but let me explain how it got on. Oh, come on. It's clean hair. It's clean. I just had a shower.
It's kind of a fuzzy color, though.
What do you mean fuzzy color? It's brown.
It's like salt and pepper.
It didn't look like brown to me.
No, it looked like salt and pepper.
It's brown with some gray sprinkles.
It looked like a gray cat.
I think it's mostly gray.
A gray cat that got hit by a car. All right, here's what it is. This morning, I'm cutting my hair. I cut my own hair. I've done it for 35 years or more. A pair of Conair clippers, $20, Walgreens. Anybody can buy them. And they come with different attachments, and I cut my hair with attachment number 2, which is a 1/4 inch. It says on there, attachment number 2, 1/4
inch. That's the one I use for my sides and back.
It's a
good length.
It's a 1/4 inch.
Yeah.
So, now, there are other attachments. There's another... Dan, zip back up.
All right.
There's another attachment. It's longer. It if you don't want the haircut as close. So my daughter walks in the bathroom while I'm cutting my hair, and I had my shirt off. I don't take my shirt off very often, but she walked in, and she knew because the door was open, it was okay to come in. And she was looking for her mother, and she said, "Where's Mom?" And I said, I think she's in her jewelry vault." And then after she said, "Where's Mom?" she looked at me and she said, "Dad, that is gross." And I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "The amount of hair you have on your back and your shoulders."
Gross, man.
Yeah, Lauren, I said that, okay? And she said, "Let me have those clips." And I said, No. I said, we're not shaving me down like a wet seal. She said, "No, just the excess, like the hairs that are more than 3 inches long."
Kind of even it out in the back there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even it out. So I put the attachment on, and I said, "Fine, go ahead." Then my wife walks in. She says, "I can't believe this." She says, "I have asked to trim that disgusting hair, but you let your daughter do it." I said, "I'm sick and tired of both of you now that she's chimed in. Let's get this over with. But we're only taking the, like, really long excess hair." So on the Facebook page, and by the way, you don't have to. Don't call me and say you vomited or anything. You know, nobody's making you do this. But if you go to Facebook.com/AMandThePM, I took a picture of me holding a pile of this back hair. And then I stuck it on top of my head and made like a bad Mr. T mohawk. So I have the only guy in town with a mohawk made out of my own back hair. Yes, disgusting to some degree. I would agree with that. I'm not going to say it's for everybody, but that the other surprising thing, and you'll see this when you look at the picture of my handful of hair, it's mostly brown. It's got some gray in it, but it's really mostly brown. I was surprised, because you don't look at your back.
Right.
I was actually surprised it wasn't more gray. And thank you, Tina, for whatever you said. Like, it looked disgusting. Like, what?
Gray cat.
A gray cat. It's not gray.
It looks gray in the photo. I think it was color in the photo.
Yeah,
maybe
you need to look at it.
It's the light.
It's the light.
It has some gray in it, but it's mostly brown. So I am... I don't know. I'm a half pound lighter in
hair.
You know what my daughter says to me? Dad, you know what? You got to think of it this way. You just lost weight.
Does your shirt feel different on your back?
Yes, I don't like it. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it. I'm used to kind of naked? Well, yeah, I'm used to having more cushion between me and the shirt.
Do you do the front too or just the back?
No, touching the chest. Chest hair stays. I don't care if parts of the chest hair are 2 feet long. When I have to tuck it in my pants, it stays. It stays.
That's a good look.
Look, I wanted chest hair ever since I saw the first James Bond movie, and I saw Sean Connery take his shirt off. I thought, okay, I want some chest hair.
Dan.
He can't grow chest hair. Hey, you know what? I should have saved that.
You should
glue it on your chest.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I heard an interview on the show preceding ours with the daughter of Clint Eastwood. After hearing that interview, I would never watch this show.
Is she the one that burned the purse?
I don't know anything about that. I just listened to it and thought, well, I'm glad I heard this, because now I never want to see this show. Nothing about it sounded interesting. The name of the show, it's a reality show called... Mrs. Eastwood and Company.
What?
It even sounds stupid.
Wasn't she trying
she was
to
stupid,
promote something?
The show is stupid. She's promoting that reality show.
There was some band that she...
Oh, yeah, there's something about a band. The whole thing was so convoluted.
Oh, her boyfriend or whoever's in a band,
Who
think,
would
or...
watch that?
Boyfriend.
Who would watch a show...
You mean the daughter.
And here's the other thing. None of these are reality shows. They're not. They know there's a camera there. You don't act the same when there's a camera right in your face as you do when there's not. And they dictate and tell them what they can and can't use and where they can and can't shoot. That's not reality. I hate those shows.
No,
I hate them.
Even the Survivor.
It's all fixed. It's all scripted. If people realized how produced it was, they would stop watching.
And then they edit out things so that it looks a certain way.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
It's all... sculpted and formatted, and anybody that thinks they're watching, oh, I bet they didn't believe they'd catch that on camera. You're crazy. Mm-hmm. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do.
Oh, when Dan walked in, he said, I got some Burke segment stuff. He's loaded. He's ready to go. What do you have, Dan?
Last night, I was at an establishment, and someone was there. One of my friends was there, and she and
how
her...
many friends do you think you have?
Probably about three.
I think you're exaggerating.
Yeah.
Oh,
that sounds like you're stretching it. But go ahead.
She and her husband, John, Michelle and John, are getting married 1 year from this October. And
now, has John been around other married people and he still wants to get married?
Yeah,
There's something wrong with this.
I don't get it.
How old is he?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think he's in his 30s.
Well, he should know better.
Yeah, he should.
You're crazy.
Yes. I wouldn't say that, Lauren. Go ahead.
So their wedding is going to be kind of cool. It's going to be going to be around Halloween. So they're going to have a costume type theme, so people can dress up.
Yeah, I would never go to that.
And come to their wedding.
I'm out.
Is it this October? Or
No. A year from this October, on 2013. Ooh. So Michelle asked me last night. She says, "I have a question for you. Would you
do it with me before I get married?"
Well, that's without saying. She asked if I would marry them, if I would become ordained.
You can do it in a day.
Yeah, you can become ordained online.
Yeah.
It costs $30.
Universal Life Church.
Yeah, and then you become ordained, and then I said, yeah, I'll do it. So I'm going to become ordained Probably the last part of this year, year.
So is that Reverend Strauss? Is that what
I guess it would be.
Yeah. Reverend Professor Strauss?
Yeah, yeah, professor and a reverend.
And then I'm going to, I'll marry them.
You know, I think what this guy's doing, he's smart. He knows this is no way this is a legitimate, real marriage if Dan conducts it.
He'll
so he's got it. He has an out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been legal. It was no good.
Yeah. Once he decides he hates married life, you know what? Let me check into this. This is not really legal. You know, that's the joke, though, of the whole reverend thing.
I know a couple of people. I can't believe.
I know a couple of people who are legally able to have business cards that say the reverend, and they went online. And it was the Universal Life Church. And they send you a document, and you sign a thing, and they send you, and you're a reverend.
But I think Dan said it only lasts for a year, so I don't think those people stay a reverend. If you go do that, you have to, redo it every year.
That's just so they can get the fee again.
Right, yeah.
That's the joke of it.
It lasts a year.
Yeah, and then you pay them again, and you're a reverend again.
Huh. Yeah.
You don't study the Bible. You don't study the Quran. You don't study anything.
No.
But they still have to get a legal marriage license, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't defy the laws of the state. If the state says you have to have a marriage license, then you have to. Do you even know the process? Do you have to sign? Does the preacher sign the marriage license, or do you have to show the marriage license to the preacher? How does that? I don't even remember.
I think they
I
do
don't
have
remember.
To sign.
I think you have to sign it.
Remember when they used
the preacher
to have to get blood?
Yeah, I think so.
But remember when you used to have like a blood test?
Oh, we had to have
everything?
A blood.
Oh yeah, you go down
to make sure you weren't related. Is that
no,
a,
well, I,
no,
I think. It was
no,
for other
I
things.
Remember that we both had to go somewhere and get blood tested. Not because I remember my wife had gonorrhea. Poor young man.
Oh.
Man. I made that
now
up.
You're a goner.
I'm gone. I'm a goner. So I made that up. I made that up.
What is it for then? If it's not to see if you're related,
I thought it was for sexual diseases.
Yeah.
Well, that.
Yeah,
that can't stop you from getting. You can marry
somebody. Yes, it can.
Yeah,
there must be a reason you had to have a blood test. There's something about it.
So they're saying even if you want to marry somebody with gonorrhea, they say you can't?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Somebody will know. They'll call us.
It was just a law.
But you don't do that anymore.
No.
Right? You don't have to take a blood test.
No, they don't.
So that's a good question.
And now it's probably even more dangerous.
Oh, heck yeah. But that's a good question. Why did we have to take a blood test?
It could have been because of the relationship.
I think you're right. But can they tell from a blood test if you're marrying your sister?
I think so. I think they can get your genes out of blood, right?
You don't want to get
blood
out of your genes. Now you got a problem. Now you have a serious disease.
Now, Brad is a minister.
A real minister?
Yes.
All right. I want to talk to a real minister. Brad, you're a real minister.
I've been ordained since 2002.
As what kind of minister?
Christian.
Okay, but not this universal online stuff.
No, 2 years. I took courses and did it the right way.
You went to Bible school and all that stuff.
Correct.
All right, so tell us, what's the deal today when people get married? Do you sign the marriage license or the...
Yeah, I've done weddings in, you know, in prisons, in restaurants, in backyards. And all you need is two witnesses and, of course, the couple.
And then they sign the marriage certificate.
They sign a certificate, and then you've got, as a minister, you've got 7 days to turn it in. If you want to be real cruel and hold on to it, they're not legally married if you don't mail it in.
So who do you send it to?
Well, it depends on the county or jurisdiction you're getting married in.
All right, now, so you're telling me your marriage certificate gets mailed to, then do you not end up with a marriage certificate?
They've got 30 days. They got to go to the courthouse and file for their certificate or their license, I should say.
Yeah, okay.
And then the certificate is in there and I sign it.
Okay.
And then I send it back to the courthouse, but they also send an extra one just for a keepsake that you sign as well.
Well, that doesn't sound very safe. I mean, the whole marriage is based on whether or not that letter gets there.
Well, that's why you got to pick your ministers.
What about the mail?
But
what
Brad's right. If Brad decided, you know what, I'm not going to mail this in, you could actually find out years later. Brad could call you and go, hey, you know what, I feel bad about this, but I never sent in. that thing in, and you're not married.
Now Michelle and John are going to have their certificate in Dan's hands that he has to mail.
I have to mail it?
Dan, you don't even know where to mail it.
No, I don't.
What a minister you are.
That actually happened in one case I remember reading about. But
Brad, don't you think it's wrong that somebody can go online and send $20 and be licensed to marry people? That's wrong.
I personally don't agree with it, but I can see it, like if a friend wants you to do it, and like I guess Dan's talking about here, a friend asked him to do it, But, you know, you can take courses. I actually checked out this church just because I was curious. You can take courses through them, if, I guess, to make you feel better. But, of course, they want your money. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I just something about it is wrong to me. I don't know. I think that certain things should be somewhat sacred, and you need to be a real justice of the peace or minister or something, and you should be able to pay $20 and marry people.
Right. I do have one joke that I tell everybody. I'm going to let you. I'll go on this one. Is when I counsel some of the people, I say this around the husband to be first, and then we bring the wife in. And sometimes I get a smack, or sometimes I get like, okay, whatever. But you know what the three rings of marriage are?
No.
All right. Well, first comes the engagement ring, then you got the wedding ring, and then sometimes the men have the lifelong suffering.
See, I don't think that's funny. See, as a man who is so happily married that I am ecstatic and giddy, I don't think that's funny.
No.
I can't even imagine why that's funny to anybody. But, Brad, thank you for calling.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Reverend Brad, a real Christian minister, not one of the, you know, send-in $20 guys. Terry wants to jump in here with something. Hello, Terry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good
AM
help.
And PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, some friends of ours, they told me that one of the tests that they do when they check for the blood test is for CF, and if both parents are carriers for cystic fibrosis, they recommend you don't have kids.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So that's...
To prevent the child being born. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, because I think both of them have to be a carrier for it to to get the disease.
Is that
the way I understand it anyway?
Is that the only reason, though? Cystic
fibrosis? No, I don't think that's the only reason. That's one of them, I think, to check for.
Then why is that no longer important?
Well, I think it probably should be.
I agree. If it was important enough back then to cause concern, why all of a sudden is it no longer an issue?
We didn't have to take a blood test when Angela and I got married.
I don't get that. Terry, thank you for the call.
No problem.
All right. No problem. Why would it be a problem to call us?
Yeah.
You called.
It's a pleasure.
You know, they should say it's a pleasure to be on this show. But I like no problem. I'll take no problem. This would be Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah, I was just, he just said what I was going to tell you. Back in the 70s when I got married, the state said in Illinois that there was a blood test to check your compatibilities, and if it had the wrong signs, they would tell you should not have children together.
But would they prohibit you or just warn you and say you should?
No, they would just warn us when, you know, I talked to our preacher about it when it happened, and he said, no, they would just warn you that you've got this, whatever it is they're checking for, and that they recommend that you don't have children.
And basically they're saying you run a high risk of having a kid with five arms or something, and then you have to decide if you want to take that risk.
Well, that's crazy.
That's about what I thought I got out of it, too.
What?
That you could have something wrong with your child, and, you know, it won't be normal.
I got to tell you something. I don't know why they stopped that. I think that's a very good thing to know, that genetically you've got high risk.
I would have thought so, too, because when my daughter got married about 6 years ago, I said, well, how'd your blood test come out? And they looked at me like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what blood test?
You know, and I said, well, we had to take a blood test there. They just, not a problem, you know?
Well, Dennis, thank you for the call. And we have a new thing now we'd like for people to say. I say thank you for the call, and you go, it was my pleasure.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Dennis.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's awesome. It doesn't make any sense.
I like that.
After you get married, you don't have sex anymore anyway, so what the heck do they know?
Speak for yourself. Yeah. It's a cycle. Man. You have it that night, and then maybe for a couple more nights, and then there's this cycle.
Maybe
you
an anniversary.
Years and years and years and years, and then it comes around again, and then more years and years and years. We need to take a break and talk to John Londoff, and we're happy to do it. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Good. John, when you got married, did you have to take a blood test?
No.
Well, you're a very young guy. That was very fairly recently that you got married, so you wouldn't have had to do that. How long have you been married?
24 years.
So that blood test thing was over a long time ago. They quit that apparently a long time ago.
How did this conversation come up?
Well, you should be listening to the show. We're talking about getting married.
I was.
Dan's going to marry a
Dan is going to get certified and actually marry a couple. He's going to go online and get a certificate as a reverend and actually legally can marry this couple. That's scary.
Damn, is that true?
Yes, this is true. And it is very scary.
You're going to get certified?
You go online, and it's like the Universal Life Church. I know a couple of people who have this. You send in some money, they send you a certificate, you sign a thing, they have a stamped deal, and honest to goodness, you are a reverend in the Universal Life Church, and you can legally marry people.
Frank, have you thought about doing that?
Nope. It'd be a way to pick up extra money.
You know what kind of money you could probably get?
Not
that?
Much.
You could just give it to charity?
I couldn't get that much.
Oh, you could. I bet people would pay thousands to have Frank Opinion married.
Well, if they pay thousands for me to marry him, you bet I'd do it.
Right.
Money talks, and you know what walks.
You know what?
Yeah, what?
Okay. I don't remember.
Okay.
I tell everybody around here when they say, hey, it's not about the money? I'm like, I know, ask Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know where your marriage certificate even is? I've never seen my marriage certificate.
I'm sure Mimi has that locked in the safe deposit box.
I don't have a clue where ours is. I've never seen it.
She's hiding
it. Sometimes you have to, produce it for...
No, we've never been asked for that. Isn't that interesting? When you go...
You have no idea where you were.
No. But here's what's interesting.
Do you think your wife does?
I don't know. But here, in your whole life after you get married, years and years and years, you've been married 24, 25 years, nobody ever asks. Like, if you go to the First Community Credit Union, you set up an account, Mr. and Mrs., or whatever you do under that, nobody ever says, well, we need to see proof that you're married.
For your Social Security card and
what about your passport?
Well, you get your Social Security card before you get married. You're talking about if a woman changes the name.
But to change the name, yeah.
Okay.
No, but don't you have to produce it for a passport? She would.
Marriage certificate?
If you want to change the name on your passport.
I don't think so. I don't know.
And for your driver's license.
I don't
license.
Think so.
Well, how can we find out? Now you've got me.
Well, we're going to look. The phones are all blinking. Somebody's going to know.
Someone's going to know, and then there are people online right now going, Frank Opinion, would you marry me for $5,000?
He's already married.
Well, the answer to that is, for $5,000. If somebody's got that kind of money, they go, we want you to do the ceremony.
So then would you become like the most reverend
Frank Opinion? No, I don't like that term. I would just become Reverend Frank. And I would, for $5,000...
Reverend Frank.
For $5,000, you bet I'll marry somebody.
That just sounds great, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for $5,000, I'll drive them there and marry them and take them to their hotel or whatever.
Rev, we'll start calling you Rev. What's up, Rev?
Nah. I don't have the certificate yet.
Well, it won't take long. Dan, how long is it going to take you to go online and get your certificate?
He doesn't know. He's on the phone talking to somebody.
Oh,
he's not paying attention. I bet you just have to
fill out a form and send in the money, and I'm sure they just mail it to you. I'm sure it doesn't take that.
Dan's rejoined us now. He's decided to get off the phone.
I was grabbing some calls.
So what else is going on?
Selling cars. Selling cars, selling trucks, making people happy here at Jenny Lawn Dodge Chevrolet because that's what we do. You know how much fun it is to get to meet, especially your listeners, but all customers that really honor us with their decision.
No, I don't.
Transportation. And when I ask them, and they tell me that it was the greatest experience they've ever had buying a car.
Wow.
That's a pretty big statement.
We've always said, because so much of our business is repeat and referral, but, we of course, are always looking for new customers.
Pete and Repeat were sitting on the fence. Pete fell off. Who was left?
I was in the middle of a great story.
Don't you say Repeat, and then you go Pete and Repeat.
I'm sorry.
No respect.
I'm sorry.
Bam.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Cut my legs right up from underneath me.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said that, Lauren.
Reverends don't usually do that to people.
I'm not a reverend yet. Dan didn't do it. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. Business is good.
It kind of loses its effect now. But I'm totally right in the middle of it.
Not at all. Not at all.
What were you saying, John?
Good weather has to help the car business.
You know what I was saying was when people come and they buy from us and they say, what a great experience. Best experience ever buying a car. Having fun buying a car. And, people come from all over the listening area. And they'll say, the reason I came is because amen the PM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Love to hear that.
AM and the PM, they drive many, many, many miles. They drove past many, many, many...
Past. Hold it. They drove past.
Oh.
This is a new accent.
Oh, I drove past so many places to come to yours.
Egad, Buffy, drive past that. Let's go to Londa.
He's picked up a new accent.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I can't help it.
He hates us.
I just go into voice. I just go into character all the time around here.
What is your background? Is that your roots coming back?
What is my background?
No, I mean, what are you?
Ethnicity.
What do you mean? What's my nationality?
Yeah. Macedonian.
Macedonian.
Is that how they speak?
I haven't been there.
You know, we do too.
Pause.
We usually try to put a hurt on people that make fun of us.
Put a hurt on.
Don't mess with the Macedonians.
Yeah. Ever heard about the MM?
The Macedonian
Mafia?
Oh, man. Right. We've heard about it now.
Don't mess with us.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, though, great deals. You know what? Leasing is really starting to really come back and take off because of just a great way to buy a new vehicle and have a lower rate. We have Chevy Cruises that you can lease for only $159 a month.
Get out of here.
Only $159 a month for a 2012 Chevy Cruise, automatic, 2012 Chevy Malibu. You're sitting down.
Yep.
Yes.
$179 on a lease.
You know what? I've leased a lot of cars, and there was a time when the only people who leased cars were in business. There was a business advantage to leasing. And for people who don't understand the lease, let me just tell you, there are really good leases like this, and there are really bad leases where not only is the monthly payment way out of whack, but the buyout is ridiculous. And if you find a good lease program, you eliminate having to put a big chunk of money down or have a trade-in. You just walk in, and I don't know, what's the down payment on these leases you just mentioned? What do you put down?
You first put down your first payment.
That's it? Okay.
That's it.
What about sales tax and all that? Do you have to do
sales
that?
Sales tax is included in every payment.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the great thing about a lease, and people don't understand.
Personal property tax?
Personal property tax is not included.
But that's but you'd be paying that anyway.
Paying that anyway.
And the great thing is, most people lease
$100 plus $150 a month.
And most people, unless you drive 40,000 miles a year, you get
it doesn't make sense. No.
You get a 10 or 12,000 mile a year lease, and then 3 years later or whatever, you walk away. And by the way, you might be trading it by then anyway. It's
15 to 20,000 miles is good. But if you're driving 30, 35 plus, no, then lease is not your deal. But how many times have you come in? You buy a car, and it's a great deal, and then 2 years later, you're like, I want to get that new vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out that you owe a few thousand dollars more than what the car is valued. On a lease, you don't worry about it. You know, you walk away. You come in, and then there's always programs that pull you ahead 2 to 3 months early, so a lot of the finance companies will make your last 2 and 3 payments if you go back to the dealer and you lease another vehicle.
Yeah, they make the lease even more attractive on the tail end, because they want you to roll over and lease something else. And for a lot of people, it's a great way to get a car.
That's right. And Chevy Equinox, only $229. So Cruise, $159. Malibu, $179. Equinox, only $229. Here at Jenny Lundup Chevrolet, I think in the last month, by the way, thank you very much. Unbelievable May. Just a fantastic May. You know, Frank, I was in the habit of calling you and thanking you personally. I'm going to thank you right here on the air to everybody. And
I hope I don't tear up. This is a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
You know what? You're making fun.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. You can't see me, but I'm welled up.
Yeah, he is.
What's that mean, you're welled up?
His eyes are full of water.
Welled up with tears. That was that touch.
And it's not your allergies. It's true emotion?
True emotion. That you thank me on the air. Thank me for something you paid for, so you don't have to thank us.
Did you have to remind me that I paid for these? I mean, really?
Sorry.
Hey, we're going to be here late tonight till 6:37 o'clock. Call us, please, at 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. Mary Beth Tettis, second the team. And Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit.
All right, go get ready to sell cars because we're sending them. They're on the way.
I can't wait. Thanks, kids.
All right, John.
Bye.
See you, Frank.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You may have driven past. That's a new inflection.
Yes,
that's a new accent.
I like it.
Well, I've known people. Maybe he just came back from a trip overseas. I've known people who visited other lands and they came back sort of talking.
Pick up
a little bit. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he went somewhere. We have to take a quick break, but we are coming back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Time for a look at the roads with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. We've got St. Charles Rock Road closed down at Harmony Lane, and that's the westbound lanes, and that's due for a water main break. Also, eastbound 44 just past Bowles Avenue in Center Lane, you've got debris in the roadway. Everything else is just normal slow traffic. Southbound 270 heavy now from Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 270 slow at Olive. And then we have westbound 70 a little bit heavy between Mid River Small Drive and 79. This traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Thursday night show, week one rolls on. We'll be joined by Randy and Jason Sklar talking about their new show on the History Channel. Also, the people behind PunchingKitty.com, a wonderful St. Louis sarcastic blog. And the Thursday Night Music Club comes to the radio. So we'll look for you tonight.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS. Here's a sale that was 103 years in the making. Kalb Electric, spelled K-A-L-B, has been in business since 1909. As you can imagine, you can collect a lot of inventory in 103 years. To help clear it out, Kalb Electric is having a tent sale this Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. at their store located at 2711 Big Bend, just south of Manchester in Maplewood. Kalb Electric has lights, light bulbs, fixtures, lamps, ladders, even some refrigerators, all of which will be sold for pennies on the dollar. This is your chance to get quality merchandise at a fraction of its original cost. They have to clear this inventory out. This tent sale is for one day only, and it's this Saturday starting at 8 a.m. All sales are final. Kalb Electric is located at 2711 Big Bend, one block south of Manchester and Maplewood. Their phone number is 645-0272. That's 645-0272. Their loss is your gain during the tent sale this Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. at Kalb Electric, 2711 Big Bend, just south of Manchester and Maplewood.
You know, somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency, maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
My wife and I were carefully balancing our budget, just getting by when, wham, the washing machine died. Then, wham, again, the freezer had a meltdown.
It's hard enough paying for a home these days. And for many families, it only takes one broken appliance to break the bank. Just to repair a refrigerator, hundreds of dollars. Hundreds for plumbing. Replace an air conditioner? That can cost thousands. No wonder more and more American households are taking advantage of American Home Shield's Home Protection Plan. We help protect you and your wallet against unexpected appliance repairs, including your air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and much more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-3303. Claims are subject to a service fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Let's face it, appliances around our homes do break down. So protect yourself and your wallet with our Home Protection Plan. For valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, call 1-800-500-3303. That's 1-800-500-3303.
Okay, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. So there I was at one of my favorite restaurants with all the regulars, and there was a little commotion going on amongst the employees. So I eavesdropped. And I soon found that the attractive young lady sitting next to me was hired to work behind the bar as of that day on the weekends. So I had to meet this girl. I introduced myself and we started talking. Turns out she has started her own business that helps people in emergencies, and she has succeeded beyond her dreams. She wanted to tend bar on the weekend to get out of the office and to meet and mingle with people. And as I do with almost everyone, I asked her, what kind of car do you drive? I drive a Honda. It has almost 200,000 miles on it, and I'm thinking of trading it in on a new Honda, but I love mine so much. Girl, you want to tend bar to meet people? Well, you just met a good one. Your story is on the radio, and here's my card. You meet the nicest people in a Honda. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
This Father's Day, give Dad the gift of doing with a gift card from the Home Depot. You choose the amount you want, he chooses the gift he wants. Like a new tool to round out his pegboard, a more powerful lawnmower, or that grill he's been eyeing. With unique card designs to choose from, you can't miss. So pick up the gift of doing, a gift card from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Reach out, touch faith.
Sounds like Tony Bennett.
Yes.
Off to the phones we go. Debbie, hang on. I'm going to get right to you. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Here is Debbie. Hello, Debbie.
Good afternoon, Frank. I'm AM and PM,
well,
as always.
You. Thank you. How can we help you today?
I have a story which is sort of funny in its way.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Well, okay. It has to pertain to the marriage license deal.
Okay.
Years ago, I knew a priest who married a couple. He told them to make sure they signed the license after they got the recessional.
Do you have a radio on in the background?
Yes, but it's in another room.
Pretty loud.
I can hear it. Go ahead.
But they got in so much of a hurry that they wanted to get to the reception. They got to the reception. The priest looked at the license with no signatures. The next morning, he called the parents up. They had left on their honeymoon.
Uh-oh, they're on their honeymoon and they're not actually married.
Right, because he can't file the license.
So that's sex outside of marriage.
Oh.
That's a sin, I believe.
That's horrible.
They returned the day before the 30-day period was up.
Wow.
That's one long honeymoon.
No kidding.
They barely made it.
They barely made it. They even had to track down the witnesses because they lived out of state.
Wow. That guy almost got off scot-free.
Didn't have
to be married and just enjoyed the honeymoon part.
Come on. That's good.
Good deal. All right, Debbie.
So you have a nice day and have a nice weekend, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you, Debbie.
Uh-huh.
When is Father's Day?
17th.
Next weekend.
Next week. Is it always Sunday?
It's always Sunday.
Yeah. Week from Sunday. Yeah. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Frank and gang.
Dominic.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I had a thought while I was on hold that the name Henry's Humans has to be changed.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I hated it from the very beginning.
Okay, it has to be the Reverend Dan Band.
Oh,
I like that.
Hey, Gary Sinise has a Lieutenant Dan Band.
No,
why not the Reverend Dan Band?
Well, the only reason not is now it spotlights one performer.
Right.
The others then get jealous, and then you have the infighting. And, you know, how come your name's on
the band? All right, the Reverend Dan Band and Entourage.
Still only his name in it. I don't know how close this band is.
Sure, Dan would love it.
Maybe the rest wouldn't have it, but I like the name.
Hey, I really called about the passports. You don't need a marriage certificate. All you need to get passports is a birth certificate.
Okay, but I think what Tina meant was, so you're telling me that when your wife was married and her last name changed, you still don't need, you must need a marriage.
If you want to get a new one with your name.
Yeah, if you want to get a new passport with your married name on it.
Yeah, I think so.
I would think you'd have to.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work because, of course, you know, my wife, she'd been married before, so her name had been changed twice from her maiden name. Yeah. And but like I said, when we got our passports, nothing like that, just the birth certificates, no questions asked.
You laugh, you chuckle like maybe you think marriage is funny or something.
Yeah.
Like, you laugh at the idea of marriage, like you don't take it seriously.
Well, does anybody? Come on.
There you go, truth teller.
I love truth tellers. Well, Tom, thank you for the call. We've got a new thing now where we like...
You're welcome, Frank, and it was strictly my pleasure.
He knows what to do. Well, Dan has this next caller as M-A-E-V. M-A-E-V, Maeve.
Oh.
Well, you put Maeve, so I'm going to call him Maeve. Okay. Hello, Maeve.
Hello, Francis.
That's Dan's typing for
him. Yeah, I know. He's a good guy.
No, he's not.
You're giving too much of a
No, he's really not. What's up there, Maeve?
Well, I was listening to the three ring, that little riddle, you know, the engagement ring. What was the third ring?
Suffering, and I didn't think that was very funny.
Suffering.
The husband.
Yeah, so what did he say? He said engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffering.
Husband suffering.
Which is not funny to me.
Well, anyway. Hey, you were talking... Tina was talking about the remake of The Munsters.
Yes.
And as soon as she said that, I thought of the perfect person to play Herman.
Who?
Brad Garrett.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he would have been.
Isn't that great? I mean, he's big,
he's perfect.
He already looks like him.
Yeah, and he's got that laugh, you know, even on Ray, Who Loves Ray or whatever.
He's tall. He's perfect. You're absolutely right. I can't think of anybody better. I don't know who they have lined up.
But they picked Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good choice, but Garrett's better.
But anyway,
you
got me.
You did it, man.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to go up and I'm going to see my... Well, I don't know if I'll see her this weekend, but very soon I'm going to be a grandfather.
Good for you.
Right. And we're going to have a little baby girl, a little corn-fed Iowa girl. So
good for you.
I'll let you know what happens. Anyway, nice talking to you.
We got a new thing.
Mark.
We say thank you, Marv, for calling, and you say it was my pleasure.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Marv.
Bye now.
See, the hardcore listeners, they follow the rules. Mm-hmm. We have to take a break, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Time to talk about something most people don't like to talk about or think about, but if you don't, then one day before you know it, you wake up and you're in your 40s or your 50s or your 60s and you go, oh man, I remember there was something I was going to do. I was going to get some financial advice and I just never got around to it. And boy, do I wish I had. Well, do it now. Do it now if you're listening and you're 40 or 50. See, there are two things, two big mistakes people make. They think that people who have financial advisors are just really wealthy people. They're managing their wealth. Not true. Most of the work that financial advisors do is with people who are not really wealthy. They'd like to become, well, at least very comfortable. And the other misconception is that it's too late, or it's too early. I'm only 26. I don't need financial advice. Wow, if you're really smart, that's when you'll start investing and saving as much as you can and putting away. Not to say that you shouldn't have a great life, and it's a balance. You split the difference. You take vacations and you have a decent car, but at the same time, you don't live beyond your means and you put money away. And if you're at a point where you have $25,000 or more, here's the website to get all the information you need to call and make an appointment with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker at Stifel Nicolaus. It's markandjason.com. We give it out every day. I hope we continue to give it out every day for a long, long time. It's up to you. You have to make the move. You have to get to the point where you go, okay, I know we have $25,000 or more. What are we doing with it? Would we like somebody else's advice? Go to this website, markandjason.com.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland traffic. How are things going, Tim?
Well, they've cleared that debris from eastbound 44 after Bowles, so everything is running smoothly there. Westbound 44, that's still a great run from downtown all the way out through 141. On southbound 170, a little bit heavy between Ladue, Forest Park Parkway. Then in that right lane, it stays heavy down through Brentwood. And on westbound 40, getting a little slow now west of Hampton through McCausland, from Dallas out through Maryville Center, and then you're slow again as you approach the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Buick Certified Service, because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest services offers and their everyday value pricing. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You know, getting your teeth clean can clean out your wallet, too. It's true. If you don't have dental insurance, just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And more expensive things like crowns or root canals, they can cost you hundreds more. But now you can help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day, thanks to Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that pays cash for over 300 covered procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For free information, call now 1-800-600-9117. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, no matter what your situation, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can see any dentist you choose and never have to pay a deductible. So help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. For details and free information, call now 1-800-600-9117. 1-800-600-9117.
Right now at Metro Electric, get a Toshiba A19 LED light bulb for just $8.90 when you buy four or more.
So why should you do this?
Well, the LED will save you over $150 in energy costs over the life of the bulb, over 40,000 hours. Compare that to the incandescent's 1,000-hour lifespan and think of the 40 bulbs you won't have to change. Turn to the experts at Metro Electric for all your LED energy solutions at the best price. Metro Electric, online at MetroElectricSupply.com. Serving St. Louis since 1967.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
42 winners, 42 days. Play to win the O'Reilly Auto Parts Summer Gas Giveaway. Starting May 30th and every day through July 10th, O'Reilly Auto Parts will be giving one lucky winner free gas for an entire year. Play every day to win at O'Reilly Auto Parts. No purchase necessary. See O'ReillyAuto.com for official rules and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There are now less than 5 months to go before the